Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead inside a house, 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 1, the first program of the new year. Chapter 10, Verse 1, for those who are wondering how we count things off, well, we just told you that M period, A period, N period is music, activism, news, the abbreviation and acronym. For those listening to 3342 on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. Get in on the action. If you're sending in any MP3 format music or commercials, send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers. Hold on a second. Todd Burks, did you have the audacity to call my personal private phone line while I'm live on the air on my radio show? Anyway, you got an infamous shout out. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, you can always call back and press one. Now, I need to at least let you all know some of what's going on. You can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1 or Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or Hip Hop Workshop 2. Or you can also Twitter, Man in the Street, STREE13. Now, the Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HH Workshop Records. Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can go on and find out 3342 Music, like what you first heard us come in on with that call in and speak, www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. The web page is blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Before the Queen's Court at 6 p.m. tomorrow. 5 p.m. tomorrow, we have the man, Anthony Wilson, who's running to become Cleveland's next mayor. BWE Entertainment will be in the house as well. You can Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter, Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube, Miss Commentary Cleveland. That's M-I-S-S Commentary, space Cleveland on YouTube. Now, I need to at least, I know if I don't do it, I won't get to it, and that'll be a shame. Hopefully, people will be partying, so I will get a chance to live by a lot of music today. But I do know I need to stop off and start off with, before I go to the 216-400, with the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, debuting, Lyrical Storm, Lit Jaw Woozik. Number 9, Unrest, The Band. Number 8, debuting, Lady Meatrice, or Meatrice for short. Number 7, moving up, I Am Piranha. Number 6, Lowdown the Barbarian, Dog Pound Ground. Number 5, Kaya Dog, that's C-U-Y-A-H-D-O-G, crew page on Facebook. 20,000 plus views for the snippet, and the Browns won 11-5, going to the playoffs wild card against the Pittsburgh Steelers next Sunday night at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Ought to be interesting. I think that's the NBC game of the week, so it'll be interesting. You know, the Browns did win because Pittsburgh rested their quarterback and some players, but on the flip side of it, what would have happened if the players played and the Browns played hard and we were at home? Could we have mounted a win? And will there be some rust on the Pittsburgh Steelers players? Interesting. Number 4, moving up, GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube. Beat That Ass by Sheriff Kilroy. HGS Lonely has 1,200 views. HGS No Time to Sleep has 1,400 views. Number 3, moving up, because of putting out everything, Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube, 3 new releases within 2 weeks. Black House Sounds, Get Knocked Down, Get Back Up, as well as their other new release, How Do It Feel to Be Real. You also have Sheriff Kilroy's Grown Man Anthem and the Nelson Mandela track that was re-released for Kwanzaa. By Black House Sounds featuring LSD, Sheriff Kilroy. Everybody knows Black House Sounds consists of Joseph Motley Jr. as well as Mr. Carl Powers III, Mr. Powers. Those are the main stablemates of Black House Sound. Others who get a chance to be a part of that group, it's a blessing. Number 2, the biggest jump was Saturday's Facebook Black Talk Table, which featured Twayne McGee, counsel for Cleveland candidate Ward 12. BWE clapped back on a few people who were against him. It was a very interesting Facebook Live. And number 1, debuting, it was the New Year's Eve Justice Center Injustice Rally that happened last Thursday, led by Black Lives Matter Cleveland, where some of their members showed up. Not sure about the leadership, but some of the members showed up to carry that one out. I do need to at least stop and say that Shabadoo, Adolfo Gutierrez Quiñones, May 11th, 1955 to December 30th, 2020, known professionally as Shabadoo, was an American actor, dancer, and choreographer of African, American, and Puerto Rican descent. He was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. His father was from Puerto Rico. His mother was African-American. His mother raised him as a single parent from the age of 3. The thing is, he passed on the age of 65, December 30th, 2020, at his home. He was a member of the original Lockers. That's it. Breakdancer. Known. He was best known for his role as Ozone in the 1984 hit cult film Breakin', as well as its sequel, Breakin' 2. And he made guest appearances on TV shows, including the Super Mario Brothers, Super Show, Married with Children, Miami Vice, What's Happening 2, Saturday Night Live, Choose Your Own Adventure with Lawrence Lorick, and he's done some other things. He choreographed for Jamie Kennedy's MTV sitcom, Blowin' Vandross. He was a primary dancer and main choreographer for Madonna's Who's That Girl tour in 1987. He was a choreographer for 3-6 Mafia's performance on the 78th Academy Awards. The group won an Oscar for Best Original Song for this song, It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. And he appeared in the music video for Lionel Richie's All Night Long. It was featured in the music video for Chaka Khan's 1984 song, I Feel For You, I Feel For You. So there you go. Needed to at least bring that one out, talk about that. Also, just to let people know some of what's going on out there, you get a chance to at least tell people what is happening in the community. It's always a good thing in itself. Mikhail Rossoff, better known in Cleveland circles for doing excellent karaoke, and he was just excellent. One of the songs that he sung was "Sing in My Song" by Gerald Levert. Did a whole lot here and there, was very known for being a Cleveland legend, amazing talent vocally, and he put his heart into giving people at least an excellent music experience when he performed. So I just wanted to at least point some of those things out so that people knew some of what happened out there. Also, we lost in the past week Dawn Wells. Dawn Alberta Wells, October 18th, 1938 to December 30th, 2020, was an American actress known for her role as Mary Ann Summers on the CBS sitcom Gilligan's Island. There you go. As I move back into the program, I'm very thankful. I did promise a teaser. I let people know that I would be talking about 10-8. What does it mean? Well, being that vice president of 1008 Vision, it's just phenomenal that this year is a 10 year for myself. 10 years of Al Porterman in the Street, and it will be February 13th, 8 years. 8 years for doing the Hip Hop Workshop radio show on voiceitradio.com. A lot of people don't realize the significance, if you would call it that, of a 10-8, but I would like to just go it out there and let people know that I appreciate you all for tuning in to this program for at least 10 years now. You didn't have to do that. You really didn't. See, a lot of people don't realize that when it comes down to it, a lot of things are and should be considered historic. It can be considered historic, especially when you do certain things. It can be. I know for myself that when it comes down to it, there are a lot of people who might not even look at 10-8. But if you look at the 10-8 on a police radio codes, a 10-10-A means you're off duty and at home. A 10-10 means you're off duty. A 10-9 means repeat the last transmission. And a 10-8 in police radio codes means you're in service, available for assignment. That's what I am right now. I'm in service, available for assignment. So if that assignment is getting out news stories, getting out what's happening as far as activists, getting out what's going on entertainment-wise, working with people in the community, being there to support certain events that happen, being able to get out there and talk to people, being able to convey a message. I am in service. It's a 10-8 police code all day, every day. So 10 years on one station, which is where we are right now, and 8 years coming up, it will be a 10-8 year. I'm going to go to the person who's been waiting patiently, 216-400-216-400. You're on live. How are you? Go once. 216-400. Going twice. 216-400. Going thrice. Thank you very much. I'm putting you back on hold. Like I say, I know people. Some people tune in. They're at work. Some might be watching Monday Night Raw. I think it's a special New Year's show that's being aired today or tonight. I know the NBA has started off. So for you to rock with me and keep me on, even if you're using earbuds or you're at work or doing something else, I thank you very much for that. I've gotten the chance to run my mouth on a lot of things, so I will at least finish this off by saying that, because this is happening very shortly, so you need to know that on February the 13th, 12 noon to 7 p.m., 12 noon to 7 p.m., 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106, the African American Museum of Cleveland, the first independent African American museum in the Americas, which was founded by Ichabod Fluellen in 1953, will have the Black Wall Street Empire pop-up shop. Entertainment will be provided special by DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man. He's not your DJ, he's the Backyard Music Man. And Queen herself, Pulse Points. You will also see Al Porter Man in the Streets and different performers. So come on through as we keep vibes going strong for you. And that is February the 13th on a Saturday from noon to 7 p.m. I'm enjoying myself because I get a chance to get some information out on what's happening. And I know that if I get information out and to worry about phone calls, I get a chance to play music, which kind of works out well for me in this field. I do need to at least point out, that's why I say have a pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, because you never know what information you might get. On Facebook, it says Women's March Cleveland, 4-year anniversary rally and march Saturday, January 23rd, 2011, 1 p.m., Market Square. Now, here it is. Facebook is pushing a whole lot of things going on. But people need to know that the largely black major American city of Cleveland, Ohio, on Saturday, January 23rd, 2021, at Market Square at West 25th, and Lorraine Avenue across from the West Side Market for Women's March Cleveland's 4-year anniversary march and rally, beginning at 1 p.m., a rally with speakers who will include activists, elected officials, civil rights leaders, and women's advocates, followed by a march across the Carnegie Bridge to Cleveland's east side as Greater Cleveland women are unified across racial, ethnic, religious, and socioeconomic lines. Women across the country took to the streets in 2017, for our first march, where millions of women marched on January 21st, 2017, a march held just days after President Trump's inauguration. In 2021, we shall march on January 23rd, 3 days later, after the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. This is a new era for women, and we will make our issues known across the board. All participants should wear face masks and practice social distancing. The names of specific speakers are forthcoming. You can use the telephone number of 216-659-0473. That's 216-659-0473. As a matter of fact, I would like to put out there that the groups involved are Women's March Cleveland, Imperial Women Coalition, and International Women's Day March Cleveland. So now I'm kind of like pumped up because I got a chance to get rid of a lot of things. So let's go back to a classic song that has been remixed, redone, They're doing their best to sell copies, so I'm going to use the original version, go back with the song that I love very much because of the lyrics that were set down by none other than Suave Gotti and Kimra the Healer. Hey, that's that original version, that throwback for Dog Nation.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Hogan, Dobie. Our defenders are fat boys screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your paws ain't long enough to walk with dogs. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
I'm brown, anointed, white stripes. The Seed Town Life, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dog of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownies. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys. We want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on. Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on. Joe Schobert on. Jarvis Landry holding his own. Going long. Put it live on your iPhone. A message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons. It's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor. Joe Batonio. Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie. Though Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field. All you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We gotta shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
And if I'm not mistaken, which I don't think I am, but the legendary Mike Calhoun of the legendary Daz Band, that's right, the Kinsmen Daz Band, that brother is the one who did the guitar work on that song, which was produced by GMS, Hood Famous Entertainment production company on beats. So with that being said, I'm going to take the time to climb up on my 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox and just say that the reason it's only 10 minutes is because people didn't know, but I can't use it as a slam dunk case, as the city of Cleveland suspended last year, not last week, but, well, you could say last year was December 30th, so it was about a week ago, that the city of Cleveland suspended 6 Cleveland police officers without pay after already firing now former city police officer John Petkak, P-E-T-K-A-C, on December 21st, night after an investigation found him guilty of multiple of force violations. An internal investigation found Petkak repeatedly used excessive, unnecessary, and objectively unreasonable uses of force, including stepping on and grabbing the throat of a subject in September of 2018. In that same incident, Petkak slammed a handcuffed subject into the trunk of his own car in retaliation, a report outlining the results of the investigation said. The investigation also found Petkak included untruthful facts and reports deployed a taser on a man who was nonviolently resisting officer commands and failed to use proper de-escalation techniques. A total of 8 allegations outlining events that happened on 3 separate dates in 2018 and 2019 were investigated. As for the 6 new suspensions, the internal investigation was conducted by the Internal Affairs Unit of the Cleveland Division of Police. The Chief of Police reviewed the investigation's findings and submitted them to the Office of the Director of Public Safety for final discipline. As Safety Director Kerry Howard said, he determined the officers committed violations from inaccurate reporting, improper use of body cams, and failure to intervene. The city of Cleveland reported the following officers were suspended for 13 to 30 days. Lieutenant Brian Chetnik, age 48, who was hired in 1998. Detective Andrew Hayduck, 39, who was hired in 2009. Patrol Officer Antonio Muniz, 49, who was hired in 2009. Patrol Officer Alan Nagy, 47, who was hired in 2013, Patrol Officer Rashawn Rahim, 28, who was hired in 2014, Patrol Officer Daryl Turner, 36, who was hired in 2015. The officers will serve their suspension starting at their next tour of duty. Like former Officer Petkak, these 6 officers were assigned to the Cleveland Police Department's 3rd District when the incident occurred. And my thing about it, I never heard of a person named Petkak. But anyway, then there's some people who've never heard of a person named Mookie. I have. I live in the hood. Anyway, my thing is, be wary of that 6-foot step ladder. I mean, 10-foot step ladder. The reason it was 10, I could have used 3 or 6, but we need to get up on the stepladder for the soapbox of watch arbitration, because arbitration is where sometimes officers will go to argue that we should have been suspended, we deserve our back pay, and people will listen to them, especially an arbitration officer, and they usually rule and say, well, the police officer is right. Yeah, they did wrong things, but in the past, you didn't suspend this officer, and they did worse than that officer, so therefore, what are they to do? Suspension overturned, firing overturned. So we have to watch and make sure that we hold our elected and selected leaders, including a mayoral candidate and others, accountable so that they can end this arbitrational force or farce as we know it. Also, I want to take the time to go to an interesting story. just happened last week. A fake teen doctor was arrested for fraud again in Florida. This is not the first time. This fake teen doctor was arrested a second time. Why? Well, Delray Beach, Florida. It's a case that made national headlines. A teenager posing as a doctor, none other than Dr. Love, Malachi Love Robinson, is now 23 years old, but it appears he may have been up to some of his old tricks. Now, he's 23 now, but here it is. Love Robinson was arrested for fraud and grand theft, I believe the past Thursday morning. He was released on Thursday night. Police said Love Robinson worked for a shipping broker, and he's accused of having clients send money to his personal account instead of the company. Authorities say Love Robinson took over $10,000 that belonged to the company. According to police, in text messages to the owner of the company, Love Robinson wrote, "He effed himself. Can't say how truly sorry he is. He is doing everything he can to make it right, and I don't want to go to jail." That's what Dr. Love Robinson said. But in 2018, Love Robinson pleaded guilty to several fraud charges, grand theft, and practicing medicine without a license. His patients say he claimed he held several degrees, including a PhD and an MD. What his patients didn't realize was that Dr. Love Robinson, Malachi Love Robinson, was just 18 years old. Love Robinson was charged with stealing more than $20,000 from an elderly Palm Beach County patient he was allegedly treating in 2015. He was later charged and arrested on grand theft charges in February 2016. Love Robinson insisted he never posed as a medical doctor but was a naturopathic physician. He was released from prison after serving nearly 21 months at a maximum security lockup outside Fort Myers. So anyway, Malachi Love Robinson got in more trouble this time. About $10,000 after being in trouble for $20,000. You know, this might not be the time to say this. Maybe it is. But since I'm getting a chance to get this one off, I'm going to at least, if nothing else, play this particular track, because this is what they should have done to Malachi Love Robinson, Dr. Love, when he was a teenager, the first time he was arrested. Then when they arrested him a second time, they should have done it. And he wouldn't have been, might not have been an adult doing silly things. But if they had done this particular thing, okay, BDA, beat their ass, are in the hood, but in the suburbs. The name of the video that we put out was called BTA, Beat Their Ass. It's located on YouTube page of GMS, Hood Famous TV on YouTube. Listen to the lyrics, and maybe, just maybe, it's not too late. Maybe the parents can grab Dr. Love at the age of 23 and say, "We're making up for lost time," and do this to him.
A message from the police, the teachers, the courts, and me.
If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass.
their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Six out six kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. Six out six kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. Six out six kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. Six out six kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Bear the rod, beat their ass. For the child, whoop their ass. Bear the rod, beat their ass. For the child, whoop their ass. Bear the rod, beat their ass. For the child, whoop their ass. Bear the rod, beat their ass. For the child, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Uncle Luke, Two Live Crew, DJ Magic Mike, Shy D, Byron Davis, Tag Team, MC Boo, 95 South, Kilo Ali, Duke, 71 North,
Miami,
MC Crew, 3342, and Quick, 69 Boys, Latrell, Gucci Crew 2. If your child act up, beat their ass. 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 If your child act up, beat their ass.
I'm tired of all these badass killers. You ain't your kid's friend. Quit smoking blunts with them and going to the club with them. Igloo Crew, 3342.
If your child act up,
whoop their ass.
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 Yeah, the fifth single from with the music video, I should say, from the album called Detox. Dre started the concept, and it took some people in Cleveland get together and finish it. As I look around and enjoy my evening quite well, I get a chance to at least deal with certain things that I really like. I never know what I might end up playing, going with, but my thing is, I appreciate you all very much. It's very nice that I get a chance to give myself a present. Yeah, I get to give myself a present during New Year's and play some of my favorite music and songs to come up. So I can appreciate that. I do need to at least say that one story that caught me, I'll say, off guard, it was Joe Paganakis, who did an in-depth What Can Cleveland Do to Address a Sharp Rise in 2020 Gun Violence. Obviously nothing now because it's over with. It's now in 2021, so families who lost loved ones to Cleveland gun violence in 2020 are demanding a change from city leaders in 2021. As Cleveland Police Headquarters released week 52 crime statistics, their 52-week crime statistics, it showed a 49.53% in homicides with a firearm compared to 2019 and a 27% increase in felonious assaults with a firearm compared to last year. So it's two different increases. And the story talked about families who had lost people due to violence. And it's very interesting because I think the main thing that was said, it was very, very smart that Cleveland Councilman Michael Polensic told News 5 addressing the need for more Cleveland police officers must be a top priority in the upcoming 2021 city budget. The council has got to get real. We need to put it on at least 175 police officers next year. We're not even keeping up with attrition, Polensic said. We must stop this obscene violence and mayhem and these characters who have no respect for anybody. Now, Cleveland Councilman Blaine Griffiths, who is also the Cleveland Safety Committee chairman, told News 5 more state and federal funding is also needed to address city poverty, affordable housing, inner-city health disparities, and community outreach to troubled teens as a more systemic approach toward reducing gun violence in 2021. We're going to continue to have these problems. We're dealing with a cultural issue, not a police issue. And that is what Griffiths said. It doesn't help us that we're one of the most impoverished cities in America right now. We have to do something about that. We have to do something about health disparities. We put about $1.6 million in trauma services into our recreational centers last year. We need to see if they can be more mobile. These are things that are a bigger issue in society that aren't gun and a badge and handcuffs to deal with. And the mayor's office never did respond to that particular news story. It was a deep one just to read it and take it in for what it was. So my thing was just looking and doing the follow through on these stories. It lets you know that we have a lot of different activist organizations and groups in Cleveland. No one group has the freaking answers. If they did have the freaking answers, you wouldn't have high crime rate. It's going to take a mayday and everybody working together to get these things over with and done. I'm going to at least take the time to, might as well do this. I'm not a rapper from 3342 Music featuring Emax the Image, produced by Emax the Image. Hot track. Be right back.
3342. 3342. Yeah. 3342. I'm not a rapper. I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I will surely reach you with my hands to the sky. I thank the Creator for another day in life. Even open my eyes. I just make this beat so I can wake up on the middle, get up off the street, and feed my kids with better meal. Who better than me? I'm my own record here, so I turn up the heat to make it happen for real. Around the clock, cooking up another hit. That came up with a few, but I'ma light it up with this so you know what to do. Go ahead and visit that website and then just download it. When it's on the best and best way, cause you already like it. It's so exciting and it makes you get excited. Don't try to bite it cause I did copyright it. I'm not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the Creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the Creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am.
Wow, that 3342. And because I have the time enough to do it, sometimes I don't. because if a song is long, it can cause people to really say, hey, wait a minute, I want to hear more of it, but I can't because it's long and you're cutting it because there's a couple of minutes left in the show and through the phone calls and everything like that. But at least this particular 6 minute song, or 6 minute plus a few seconds, I can go ahead and play this next track. It's from none other than Black House Sounds, the very own. You can find them on Facebook under Black House Sound Open Mic, because that's what they do. It's the name of the record, I Ain't Listen. But you know something? I've been there, done that. A lot of people have things to say, and I ain't listening to them myself. Let's listen to this classic.
Today, I didn't listen to the condition. I'll give them food, I swear you can open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. As Bill Cosby, thankful what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers in companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Joseph Motley Senior, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back door. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they
say, they can never hurt
me. Big business.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt
me. I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a curse.
Enjoying life as life comes on life's terms. As a matter of fact, you know, it reminds me of something that I got a chance to say on a post, and it was very important, as I've done a lot of great things in my short life, but not as much as some people. That's why I stay humble. Let's break that down a little bit. This is a 6-foot step ladder for the soapbox because it doesn't take much to go through. I've done a lot of great things in my short life, but not as much as some people. That's why I stay humble. You know, it makes sense. I've done a lot of great things. Radio, consistently, Black on Black Crime Inc. president, Black on Black Crime Inc. vice president, co-founding of the infrastructure for Black Man's Army, hip-hop workshop there from the very beginning, then become the MC of the whole program until a month in. That's about 4 episodes went by before I was placed in that position. And from March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, it was around November that I became the chairperson of the Hip Hop Workshop of 2004. So I've done a lot of things, been involved with a lot of different events, activities, rallies, been on the news, been at different forums. Here's the interesting thing about life. My short life, I've done a lot of great things, but I haven't done as much as some people. A lot of people have done more. They have. And with that being said, that's why I stay humble. Because no matter how many great things that I do, it's not as great as what some other people. Too stuck on yourself, pride goeth before the fall. That's how those things happen, because we don't realize where we fit in the world. Now, I am going to at least take the time and say that Browns game is coming up on a Sunday. Found a lot of love on a Sunday myself. Keep that love going when the Sundays end and it's time to get to work and be a caretaker for my mom and do other things like that. I appreciate Day Made. I really appreciate her very much. Being understanding of the life I live. But this particular song, Banks, on a Sunday, hey, we might have to be able to find some place to go tailgate. This coming Sunday, y'all, Browns, Steelers, the tiebreaker game. But this is Fatty Banks, Love on a Sunday. I love being in the playoffs on a Sunday. Hey!
Yeah. Yeah, stressful week, didn't rest a bit. Anxieties I wrestle with, antidepressants down by the handful, but the pills didn't lessen it. How I feel, ill spirit, low refreshing it. Went to the church for where my intellect could get. Rational thinker, but I felt something affectionate. Wrapped in the presence, so euphoric. Life, peace, and love, I'm hurting
I'm
your it.
I'm carrying this whole vibe. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you I am so free, I have no stress anymore. Now I gotta rest from my soul, I want everybody to know.
As we cast out demons, love is the mission. If you see it, you believe it. Goodwill go a long way if they need it. If I'm down, you can pick me up. If I'm filthy, clean me up. You're no longer bound, lay your burden down. I know you can find this love.
I'm gonna tarry in this hope I found. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you I am so free, I have no stress anymore. Now I gotta rest from my soul, I want everybody to know.
I found love on a Sunday.
I want to thank everybody who tuned in and took the time to tune in on this first episode. For 10 years. This is the 10th year that I've been doing Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News. I remember when the show first started, myself, Emax Image, Art McCoy, Donald Walker Brown did the particular program on the inside of the Art McCoy's world-famous Superfly Barbershop when it was close to Ivanhoe. With that being said, I look for phenomenal things to happen in this new year's. January 9th, I've been teasing at it. Have some special announcements coming up. Do I have any hints? I'd have a no-excuse zone if I gave you the actual hints. So with that being said, may everybody stay safe. Stay blessed. Hey, I appreciate you all. I thank you all for tuning in. May the Creator bless you. With those things being said, I just look forward to taking this new year in strides. Let's make some things happen that haven't happened before. Peace.